Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Well, welcome. Hope everybody had a great weekend. We are going to show you some kick-ass DeSantis video in just a moment. But first, oh, crap. I have an email to read from Georgina Goodlander. Georgina Goodlander wrote, "Thank you so much for the discount to My Patriot Supply. I now feel slightly less anxious about where the country is headed. Keep doing what you do." And if you go to preparewiththechicks.com, you get 25% off a 4-week emergency food kit. And just like Georgina and her family, you will feel peace of mind just knowing that you're prepared for whatever disaster is heading towards us.
You need to, that's right. And you need to get one for everybody in the family. I love that. So it's like every kid has their own bucket. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like perfect. I know. I love that. Everybody, you get a bucket and you get a bucket.
Anyway, go to preparewiththechicks.com, get your 25% off your 4-week emergency food kit. You're not going to regret it. I promise you. All right. So let's get right to the awesomeness that is Governor DeSantis. So last week we told you about how Biden was trying and failing miserably to be funny about Governor DeSantis by when he was faced with a question about him, he said, "Governor who?" And he thought he was so funny and it was so dumb.
No, he's dumb.
Governor DeSantis has a response. Listen.
Well, I guess I'm not surprised that Biden doesn't remember me. I guess the question is what else has he forgotten? Biden's forgotten about the crisis at our southern border. I can tell you that.
Right.
Biden has forgotten about the inflation that's biting the budgets of families all throughout our country. Biden has forgotten about the demonstrators who were fighting for freedom down in Cuba. And Biden's even forgotten about the Constitution itself, as we saw with what he did with this moratorium. I'm the governor who protects parents in their ability to make the right choices for their kids' education. I'm the governor who protects the jobs and education and businesses in Florida by not letting the federal government lock us down. I'm the governor who answers to the people of Florida, not to bureaucrats in Washington.
That's right.
Thanks, everybody.
That is right. That's who he is.
Thanks, guys. We'll see y'all.
Thanks, guys. I need to go. Thanks, guys. I can barely walk because my balls are so huge. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Okay. So other big news from the weekend is that Obama's scaled back 60th birthday party, not scaled back, not even a little bit scaled back. It was as
really
big as ever.
I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. I'm shocked. Did everybody, wear masks?
No, not a mask to be seen. In fact, I didn't see. And of course, what cracks me up is that all the idiot celebrities that he's supposedly so tight with, they all, against orders from him, posted videos and pictures everywhere. And then they were forced to take them down after everybody, like all the peasants, screen grabbed them and kept sharing them, right?
They live forever. Those pictures live forever, don't they?
I mean,
okay, so tell, who were some of the people that were there? Like, I mean, it was obviously the George Clooney's and people like that were there, right?
Mm-hmm. So John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, and who is the other person that sang? Alicia Keys. So John Legend and Alicia Keys sang Happy Birthday. There was Beyonce, Jay-Z, Gayle King, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Dwayne Wade, Gabrielle Union, Don Cheadle, Stephen Colbert. There was all kinds of people there. And Erykah Badu is one of the people that shared and then she ended up having to pull it down.
She's the chick with the thing, right? Erykah Badu is the one that wears the thing on her head. Isn't she the one?
She used to. I don't think she, maybe she was. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But she was on the dance floor taking like a video selfie and Obama was dancing behind her. And so that's why she took the picture. Like, if you even saw the picture of the gigantic tent that was set up, it was humongous. That's not a small family and close friend get together.
No. Because these are the same people, like all these people that you mentioned are the same people who would completely lecture us on how we need to get, you know, obviously get vaccinated or I won't be your friend kind of people.
Right.
You need to wear masks. You need to do all these things. You guys are, you know, uneducated people. If you don't do all the things that I tell, all the things you clip that I, you know, check above, right? Mm-hmm. You're terrible people. You're uneducated. You're ignorant. You're all these things. And then they go and they do all the things.
Yeah.
That. Oh, my God.
Oh, it gets worse because then frickin' Fauci was on the Sunday talk shows bitching about the Sturgis motorcycle thing.
We've seen so many of those people in Colorado because we're in Colorado right now. You guys were in Colorado. We've seen in Colorado and we were in Wyoming yesterday. And I see all these bikers. I'm like, what are these bikers doing? My husband's like, oh, they're all making the trek to Sturgis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's that time. Like, it's that time already. I feel like that just happened. And it's yeah. So they're complaining about it already. Right?
Oh, yeah. Fauci is all over the news saying how what a super spreader is going to be and how people have to, you know, just put off the things that they want to do for greater humanity because of this public health crisis. And then about Obama. Do you know what the New York Times, there was a New York Times chick who was on TV to talk about the Obama party. She said that was fine because the people that were at his party were sophisticated, vaccinated people.
Oh, my God.
Can you even?
She did not say those words. Did she actually say those words?
I promise you that those were her words.
Okay, so they're sophisticated, vaccinated people, so they can have like a gajillion people under a tent. And where is it? Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
But the Sturgis people who are outside on freaking motorcycles outside.
They say they were outside too because it was a tent.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to, you know what they need to do? They need to interview some of those bikers and see what they think about that. I'd love to hear what comes out of their mouth when you tell them. How I just want to hear what they think about that. I'd love to hear that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that chick is getting a lot of flack. Her name is like Annie something or other. It doesn't matter. But she's some New York Times editor who was just like, well, that was fine because it was mostly outdoors and because it was a sophisticated vaccinated crowd. And they're taking all the precautions. Well, I thought that when you were in large groups now, you're supposed to wear masks. So either you're supposed to or you're not, regardless of vaccination status, which is it?
But basically what she's saying is because they're sophisticated. I mean, the word sophisticated. So basically it's a class system thing now.
Totally.
Right? It's a class system thing because those people are sophisticated. They're of a different class. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's class warfare now. So, you know, you're not that Sturgis, you know, you're not those weird Sturgis rednecky kind of people, right?
Right.
You're not those people. So as long as you're not those people, then you're okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
That's what they're saying.
You know, because Jennifer Aniston wouldn't be friends with Sturgis people. I mean,
don't be ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just the height of hypocrisy.
God.
And by the way, the Obama party, the festivities continue on even today. Like, I think that they are still doing things today. Yesterday, there was a big brunch, like with Oprah and all these other people. So, I mean, they continue to party down unmasked, close to each other. You know what I mean? It's all such nonsense.
And then continue to lecture to us.
Mm-hmm.
Bite me.
Exactly. And even like Acosta was on the weekend shows calling this Delta variant the DeSantis variant. I mean, shut your face, Acosta.
Yeah,
ridiculous pile of crap.
Yeah, enough with the narrative. Like, seriously, at this point, everybody needs to just start pushing back. You have to start pushing back. You have to start saying out loud, no, I'm not putting up with your crap. No. Marcia said they got elegance. No.
No. I mean, they're better than you. Always remember that that's what happens with a socialist society, a communist society, is that the elites never suffer. The elites continue to do all the things that they
want to
do.
They want.
And they just dictate to you what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. Also, big news, Melissa De Rosa, who was Andrew Cuomo's right-hand chick, she resigned and she didn't even mention him in her resignation. So like she released a statement saying that it's been a super, you know, tough, emotional, just really hard, stressful couple years in that job. She has been, it's the honor of her lifetime to have served the people of New York, but she can't anymore. She's done. And now people are speculating that with her leaving, I don't know what allies he has left. And that's even more pressure for him to get the heck out.
And I wonder
if he will, but.
And I wonder if she'll turn on him.
She didn't in the statement. So it's an interesting question. I don't
know. Give it time.
Well, because the executive assistant number one came out of the closet yesterday, and her full interview is going to be on CBS today.
Right.
So her name's, I don't even remember her name. It's Camiso or something like that. But anyway, she showed her face and now she's public and she is out for blood. Like, she's like, he broke the law. He groped me under my blouse.
Right.
Like, he needs to be punished. And so she's not holding back now. So things are on.
I feel like you just give it a couple weeks, couple months. I feel she has some time to turn on him.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it could happen. And hopefully he goes down. And Chris Cuomo, in the meantime, has taken a pre-planned vacation this week, you guys.
Oh, was it pre-planned?
I'm sure it was so pre-planned.
Yeah, I'm sure. He was like, I'm going to go that particular specific week.
I mean, it was bad planning. His pre-planned vacation should have been pre-planned for last week. It would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah. Remember how his wife is like super pretentious too? Like, his wife always writes about like all that organic crap and she's really, she's like that chick. She's been like mysteriously quiet about all this, you know?
Really? Like, I don't even know what her name is. Like, I don't know.
Like, I think it's Christina something, if I'm not mistaken. I may be mistaken. I don't know. I wonder like what she has to say about all this. Cause that's her brother. Know. That's her brother-in-law.
Yeah.
So,
and you know that what's his name, the potato, thumb man, Brian Stelter,
thumb potato.
The whole premise of his show is to talk about the media's coverage of politics.
Right.
So he addressed it and he was like, you know, obviously it's been really tough for CNN to manage this, but he basically commended Chris for not mentioning it at all. And like being above the story and just kind of being above the fray and stuff.
So for not being a journalist.
Right. I mean, it was so utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
He should have at least said, listen, I obviously have a conflict of interest. I'm not going to be covering the story, but other people here will. And so just so you know, that's why I'm not mentioning it. He wouldn't even say that.
Right. So,
dumb.
It's pretty typical. I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all that the potato thumb man would be like, it's good that he didn't cover it.
Yeah.
It's good. That's good.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know if you knew that this week on frankspeech.com, which of course is MyPillow guy's, Mike Lindell's website, he's doing this big giant cyber symposium that is happening tomorrow through Thursday. So it's like online the whole rest of this middle of this week. And so he's really encouraging you to pay attention as much as you can. And he is offering mega discounts, like mega, mega discounts on everything if you use code
CHICKS.
So, I mean, it's discounts upon discounts upon discounts if you go and check out some of that cyber symposium anytime between tomorrow and Thursday at frankspeech.com. And then, of course, there will be information there about how to get yourself some MyPillow products with code CHICKS at mega, mega discounts.
I'm doing this right now. I'm doing this. I'm going to get some towels. So you guys, our boy's getting married tomorrow. That's why we're here in Colorado. He's getting married and I have not yet ordered their towels because we're not going to be, I haven't because they haven't, well, I mean, they're not going to be back from their, they're going on their honeymoon.
Okay.
Next week. So, but I want to get them some towels. So I figured this is great because they're going to have, I'm going to get some major discounts so I can get them a couple sets. So that's the thing. Towels. You guys get the towels.
Oh, they're my absolute favorite.
Right.
I mean, they are my favorite.
Right.
Okay. I also have a video to show you from Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan is sounding the alarms on how ridiculous these vaccine mandates and vaccine passports are. So, you know, anytime like a political, well, I don't want to say he's liberal. He's kind of like a Bill Maher. Like he's a liberal, but then every now and then he's got some common sense, right?
Right, right.
And so this is one of those moments where he is speaking some common sense. So
well, it's weird though, Mary. It's weird though because if you look up conservative podcasts, he shows up.
Oh,
and
really?
So, yeah, that's at least for me. And so it is kind of strange to me because I'm like, he's not a conservative. Like, he's just not. So, but people will lump him in with people like us. And so I'm like, okay, whatever.
Huh. Well, here is what he was saying on his show within the last couple of days.
Up until 1776, every country that has ever existed was run by dictators.
Right.
All of them. This is the first one. where you had elected officials. This is the first experiment in self-government that actually worked, and it created the greatest superpower the world's ever known. It created the greatest cultural machine, the greatest machine of art and creativity and innovation right here. And how did it do that? It did it through freedom. Because when you give people freedom, you let people do whatever they want to do, they actually find ways to succeed and grow and thrive. But as soon as you put the boots to them, as soon as you tell them, you have to do this or you can't do that, you have to listen to me, now you have a mini dictator. You have one step away from a king. You have one step closer. You're moving one step closer to dictatorship. That's what the fuck is happening. That's what's going to happen with a vaccine passport. That's what's going to happen if they close borders. You can't enter New York City unless you have your papers.
So,
right.
You know, he's right.
Right. He is right.
I hope people hear that. I hope that they hear that.
Well, I hope the left hears it. Because the right already knows it. If you're a conservative and you actually know the Constitution, if you read the Constitution, if you know how we were founded and what the founders wanted for us, you actually understand like the Federalist Papers and things like that. You've read some documents. You understand things. You've read some shit. Then you know. But a lot of these people on the left, they just don't know. And there are a lot of, and let's face it, frankly, there are a lot of younger people who just don't know history. They don't. They think they know, but they don't.
Right.
So, I mean, they've kind of rewritten history in their head where they think, oh no, everything's fine. Or they think this country sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so they
and
just.
So many, way too many of them, young people are just getting so brainwashed to think that America is irredeemably awful and terrible. Right. And it has to be just like completely broken apart and rebuilt. Why would we rebuild it?
Right. Or it has to be like one of these other countries that is not free.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. So, yeah, I agree with everything he's saying with Joe Rogan.
And Bill Maher he says the same stuff. He hits hard on the woke culture a lot, which I appreciate. He did that. Ben Shapiro was on his show this past Friday night. Ben Shapiro's getting some flack from conservatives too, just about some of the stuff that he said. He was on with this MSNBC clown. I can't remember this guy's name. Just an awful, just horrific beast of a person who was arguing with him on January 6th and all kinds of nonsense. And Ben Shapiro had some good, he had some really good information and comebacks. But then it got so personal and icky. Like this guy was like saying stuff like, no one should buy your book. And Ben Shapiro was like, I'll sleep well on my giant bed of money. And it just got so
really
yucky. Yeah, it didn't do anybody any favors. I mean, he did get some good zings in there, and he's so smart, Ben Shapiro is so freaking smart.
Yeah.
But some of it just devolved. And to be fair, it wasn't his fault, because that other guy really is the one that made it personal. And then I think Ben just reacted because it was just so outrageous.
And like, what was he supposed to do? Yeah.
Right. Right. And so I don't know. It was. But at least Bill Maher is another one of those people that even though he had a super liberal on his show, he said the things that would piss off that super liberal, right? About woke culture, how dangerous it is. So, I mean, it's an interesting segment. If you guys haven't seen that panel from Friday night, you might want to check it out, because it's worth just knowing why there's some controversy around it.
Yeah.
Also, AOC apparently is not ruling out a run for Senate against Chuck Schumer.
AOC. That's how he's going to say your name, AOC. Chuck Schumer has that voice. I cannot.
Yes.
He has that evil, like that guy. He should have a mustache that has like twirls on the end of it. AOC. I cannot with him.
He's so sinister.
That's the word. That is the word I was looking for. Thank you. It's 5 o'clock in the morning here. I can't. I had like 4 hours of sleep and I had a huge El Capitan last night. I can't think of it. But sinister is the word.
Yeah, he really does.
He is. He's like the bad guy in a movie. He's the villain. He is the villain.
And I don't even know enough about New York's voting to know how that would work. You know what I mean? Like that's a statewide race. So would they just cancel? I don't even know. I don't know what would happen in a primary with the two of them. I don't know if her New York City popularity translates to the rest of the state,
right?
Which has some right wing areas.
Yeah, you know? And there's, but I think you're right though. But but they're both awful. They're both the worst. Like it's just you look at both of them, you're like, oh, it's crap and crappier. I don't like. What do we do? But that's the thing is you're absolutely right though. Like it does she translate to the rest of the because if she's kind of popular, I'm sorry, I'm using balls, but she's kind of. I'll do this. She's sort of popular, like right here. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, does everybody over here like her too? I don't know. I don't know because I don't know because I don't live there and I don't want to live there. So I don't.
Yeah. I just don't know the rest of the state's leanings well enough. New York City, of course, is so humongous. And so it takes up a big bunch of the vote, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how she would do in a statewide race. It would be very, very interesting to see it. Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of Genucel.
That's right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
and
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try. Their Genucel XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, lovegenucel.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You see, like, if you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
good. It's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff butter technology. So lovegenucel.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. Some clown on Twitter went after Melania. I don't know why, but decided all of a sudden to go after the changes that she made to the gardens, the White House gardens.
What?
And he posted an old photo, like right when she did her renovations to the garden, saying, oh my God, look how bare and horrible it is. That's because Melania is just the worst ever. And so her office, I mean, good on her. She's still active. Like she's still paying attention. And her office released a photo of actually what it looked like when it was fully done and bloomed and it was beautiful and flowers everywhere. And she was like, really? I mean, really? You're going to use an old photo when the garden was in its infancy to describe what I've done to it? Give me a break.
And this guy needs a life.
Right? Like what a loser.
Yeah, what a loser. Like
it was so dumb.
Oh, my God.
I know.
The garden. He's going after the garden.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I know.
God, these people, like, they really have
the worst.
They have problems. Like, they all need therapy.
I know. For real.
God.
Okay, I do have a few talks to show you. So Trump is back to ordering things in the drive-thru.
Oh, hell yes.
Yes, can I have I'm talking about a Big Mac, okay? The biggest Mac the world has ever seen.
Do you want, like, extra meat on
there? No, just the biggest Mac we're talking about. And large fries, okay? Because I'm feeding my friend Rose. And for the drink, I'd like a Dr. Pepper. As you know, Dr. Pepper is a lot better than Dr. Fauci when you think about it. So we're looking at a Dr. Pepper and the biggest Mac the world has ever seen.
All right. What you order?
That'll
I
be
love
it.
How she's
you.
Just like, all right.
She's like, will that complete your order, sir?
It's like, all right. No big deal. I just have Trump in the drive-thru. It's no big deal.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then this chick I wanted to share because she is making some really good points about all the corona bullcrap. Take a listen.
I don't know why this is so hard for people to understand. Try and follow me here, okay? Your body, your choice. Unless it has to do with the vaccine. In which case, your body, the government, your employer, and possibly your school's choice. But you should get the vaccine. Because then you don't have to wear a mask anymore. Unless you still have to wear a mask. Right. But you won't get COVID again.
But you will.
You happen to get COVID again.
Uh-huh.
But you're protected from the other variants. Except that you're not.
No.
But you should totally get it because it protects other people unless those other people happen to get COVID from you.
Right.
Guys, there's no side effects unless you happen to experience some of the side effects.
Right.
I don't know why this is so hard for people to follow. You don't have to wear a mask unless you do. You can't get sick again unless you do. And there's no side effects unless you experience them. Do the right thing. Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't
just
be
do
an
the
asshole.
Right thing, you guys.
Right. I don't know why it's so hard to follow.
I mean,
God, you know what? And if you don't follow it, Jennifer Aniston won't be friends with you. Jerks. You guys are so ignorant.
Yeah. Why don't
so
you just
ignorant.
Get it? God.
God.
Anyway, those were today's talks. Are you going to go back to bed for a bit?
No, I'm up. I've had coffee. I'm up. My family is, my
are
kid is, my baby girl is still asleep. She's over there just snoozing. She's like out. She's like, she's up. My husband's on his phone and he's just like always, you know, our husbands are ever suffering. There's long suffering husbands. They have to deal with our crap every day. I've been like, blah, 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 blah. That's poor. He just gave me the middle finger. Because I woke him up at 4 this morning. And I'm like, I'm going to go find coffee. Woo. I gotta talk to Mock. And all my friends.
Yeah, you guys, Ella's 11.
Happy birthday to sweet Ella.
Ella
happy.
Dog.
I saw her picture yesterday. She looks so happy.
She is. You know? She's just, she is exactly like she's always been. She's
basically you as a dog. You know? She is.
I just, but I mean, 11, you guys, that's freaking old. I just can't.
It's really not. Listen, look at it this way. Brina, who was our Great Dane, and Great Danes only live to be what? Like 9 is what they say. Brina lived to be 13.
I know.
You remember?
She was a long-lasting dog.
A freak of nature. I guarantee if she's, you give them the right, sometimes, you know, they can live to be really, really old if you just give them the right amount of love. And if they're in a pack, she's in a pack, you know?
She's got a small pack.
She's got a little pack. Yeah. Not a pack like a PAC, but a PACK. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know, the PACs are different. Yeah. So anyways.
Well, all have right. a great time with the rest of the wedding festivities.
We're going to go find a mountain today, and I'm going to need lots of Valium to get on that mountain because I'm afraid of heights, but we're going to go find a mountain to show my daughter that. And then and we're going to go do some things. And then tomorrow is, you know, the nuptials.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow we are not going to have a video, you guys.
No video tomorrow, you guys.
No video tomorrow.
Yeah, because I have to get up at like 3 and then travel back home to Texas. So I'm sorry, you guys. No video tomorrow. That's like the one day I just cannot do this because I'll be in the air.
Right.
So I won't be able to do this, but then we'll be back on track on Monday. Okay. I mean, sorry,
Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah, so just one day without a video. Okay.
Right.
So just don't freak that we're not going to be here tomorrow, but Wednesday we'll be back in action.
Right. Right. You guys bring it in. You guys have a great day.
The border crisis shows why we must fight to save America. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss why I love America so much and why it's far more fragile than we realize. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.